Thanks for checking out the Kid Your Sleep podcast. If you like the show, share it with your friends, tag us on social media, and please give us a 5-star review. And welcome, welcome. Welcome back to what is now, and I talked to the CEO of Spotify, so I know this to be a fact. The number one podcast for people that did not get dissed by Drake this weekend, which does not leave, unfortunately, that many people because your boy dissed everybody this weekend. I listened to the damn song so much, I thought my headphones was gonna break. The kids are asleep. We poured some drinks. I'm Sean.
I'm Shannon.
Guys, who knows what the hell we're going to talk about this week? Why am I in such a good mood?
I did not know you were going to start like that because I thought you were going to talk shit about my stinky farts.
Yeah, that's a...
We're
going to preview the show for you guys.
We're family.
This is a hot and bothered. This is a hot and bothered episode. I'm just going to spoiler alert, second half of the show. We're going in a hot and bothered.
We're going in.
But my wife did just hit me with a botheringly hot fart.
Guys, I don't know. It's like I've had some tummy stuff this week. And it's like, you know, you're like trying to pinpoint.
Yeah.
Because as you get older, like, oh, what was it?
Yeah.
What did I eat? What was it that did it today?
Here's the thing.
And it could be anything now. I could just swallow too much air.
You just breathe too much.
And it's just like, I don't often.
You went for a walk. Now you got two tummy. You did a fart walk.
I did a fart walk. Have you guys seen that reel? I sent it to, well, I think I posted on my stories and then I sent it to you.
Yes.
So it's this really cute old lady. And she says, me and my husband, we do every night, we do a fart walk. And it's about, you know, XYZ amount of time after dinner. And she goes, it basically just gets things moving. And we go out and we toot and we get things going. And it just like, it really does at the end of the day, that's all funny. But like walking anymore, I do love it because it gets everything
jostled in the system.
It jostles it in the system. And like, if I do have a bloat or a tummy, I'll be like, I need to go for a walk.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta walk it out. You gotta walk. I like that she called the fart walk because it's exactly what it is doing. As you get older, that's what helps you loosen the stools.
The older you get, the harder pooping and, you know, just being regular in general and all. So, yeah, I get it. I will say this, and I want to ask the audience, if you, women, ladies, are you guys like this as well? When y'all have sex midday, are you then less put together later on? Because I do feel like we did get a good one in today.
Okay.
We got a good little midday hot little session, and now I feel like, you know,
just letting it all hang out.
I don't think we've done that. No, I genuinely think you don't. I genuinely think that you're like, he got some.
And now I can just be recluse.
Lean into this fart. I can lean over, spread my butt cheeks. And what is he going to do?
I'm not going to lie. I didn't spread my butt cheeks, but I did lean over.
I think you spread them without using your hands. I think you leaned over.
Wait,
you
guys.
You grabbed the couch with one cheek and then you separated.
I didn't do that.
That's what you did.
I did lean over, though, but I think it's because I was being courteous of the leather couch. Oh. I didn't want it to get stuck.
Something tells me if the couch could talk, it may vehemently disagree. It would have rather you.
I can't believe I just said that. Everyone is going to be, oh my God, you just lean over and did a fart. Oh my God.
I don't think they're going
to call
do
the
like
cops.
That. I think they're going
to.
You know what I think they're going to do? I think they're going to fart right now. I think they're going to laugh and they're going to fart.
They're going to laugh a toot out.
You know what I'm saying?
This is a good day.
It's a good day
this
for
is,
me.
This is, yeah.
You're on it, girl. No, I want to talk about you for a second. I want to tell you, see, because I know you get so comfortable, and so I'm talking about you in this moment. Okay. I'm going to tell you about the past couple, 3, 4, 5 weeks, okay?
No.
I'm going to say something on the show, and you can't stop me, Kendrick. You can't stop me,
okay? Oh, God, okay.
Yes, couple weeks in the past, it's been a little touch and go.
It's been sparse.
It's been sparse. You right? You had a tummy one time, right? That lasted a couple days for some reason, and then your lips were hurting. You've had ailments.
Well, I had like an allergic reaction.
Yeah, you had like an allergic. It's been annoying. I can't tell if she's lying or not. I can't tell if she doesn't want to touch me.
You couldn't tell if my lips were inflamed.
I couldn't see. It looked totally normal. But the point is,
there was freaking lumps under.
Point is that lately you've been smashing and grabbing.
I've been on my A game.
You've been smashing and grabbing.
No.
You've been peeking your head in like, huh? Huh? Yeah?
This is what you got to do, ladies. You got to make him think,
Does she like me?
Is she dead? Has she lost all interest? And then you got to hit him over the head. You got to go, bam, you're mine. And then they literally won't see it coming. It's like the grab. You just catch them off guard.
They literally won't see it coming.
They literally won't see it coming, guys.
Oh my goodness.
Hey guys, actually don't listen to me. I don't do anything right, so.
That's not true. You're a great wife. Maybe the best.
Wow.
Maybe the best wife. Of all the wives, you are my favorite.
In all the
land. I will say this. You know who else thinks you're a great wife?
Talk dirty to me.
The guy at school, the dad. Yeah, you don't read the show notes. If you read that, you'd have known that this was coming. This was coming.
What is this, embarrassed Shannon episode?
Yeah.
Great,
yeah.
Guys. Okay, I'm getting roasted.
Do you want me to tell the story?
First half of the show, Shannon's getting roasted.
Or do you want to tell the story?
Put your seatbelts on.
Tell the story.
No,
tell the story. You told me the story was funny. So this, ladies, this is what happened. Give it to me.
Yeah, I mean, guys, if you've ever been like pursued in a manner that was fairly aggressive, you're going to know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to go eat lunch with the boys at school. And, you know, it's parents eat lunch with their kids and both boys like are like, mom, you need to come. And luckily,
I went last time.
You did. I'm not taking anything.
No, I just want to say that.
Well,
I went last time, so it's like, because when they said, mom, you got to come, it was like literally like, you know, dad already did it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, mom, we like you more than dad, even though they do.
So true. No, I'm saying so true. They don't like me more than you. So yeah, I was like, oh, I'm on it. They've been my besties lately. So I'm taking advantage, and I love that they're still in a stage where they're obsessed. And I'm like, no, dude, I'll be there. I love that they want to spend time with me, that they're not in that stage where they're embarrassed yet. So I know my friends have older kids. Kids go through that stage, right? So I'm taking advantage while they're younger, because it's like, you want to hang out with me? Hell yeah, I'm there.
Of course.
So they're back to back, luckily, first and third grade. So I go up to the school. I park. I did my hair and makeup that day because I'm like, I'm going to go be in front of people. Like, I'm just standard hair and makeup. I'm wearing jeans that are not that becoming, right? I'm wearing some Levi's that are not my sexiest jeans. I'm going to the school. I had some Converse on or whatever. You know what I mean? I had running shoes on and like a tee.
Doesn't matter.
So standard outfit, right? It's not like I'm going up there and like, come and get me, you know? I'm going to have lunch with my kids. I'm trying to lay the groundwork here.
You mean you weren't wearing the f*** me pumps?
No, exactly. I wasn't even wearing like a... something that'd be more like maybe like a little bit more attractive, which would be like a business suit of some sort. Like I was like some executive or whatever, but no, I'm momming it up. I'm going up there. I get in line. So that you go into school, you check in, you say what class your child is a part of. And I'm doing Lincoln's class first. Third grade is first. So yeah. I go get in line and I can feel while I'm checking in, I can feel this man's eyes on me. And you know, like, that's what I'm saying. Like if you've ever been pursued in this doesn't happen to me that often anymore. You guys, I run around town in my PJs. I don't give a flying I got places that you guys know. I'm one track mind. I got things to do. I got my to-do list. I'm not doing shit. I'm slapping out of the way. I'm getting things done left and right. Monday through Friday, I am on one. No one wants to get in my way. You know what I mean? Like no one wants to get obliterated, right? I have my head down, whatever, sunglasses on. It's not something that happens like all the time. So
you don't have to be humble about it.
Oh.
You don't got to be humble about it.
Anyway,
talk that talk, Drake. Talk that talk, Drake.
So I can feel him. You know, you can feel him. So I'm trying not to make eye contact. I look. And when you do look up, you're like, am I looking at him or is he looking at me? Because now, I'm seeing, you know what I mean? Like, you're seeing him look at you, but then you're like, well, I'm also looking at him.
No, of course. I feel that way all the time. Because the moms are checking me out and I'm like, who's checking who out now? Because it's like, I feel like you're staring, but then I want to confirm, are you staring?
Yes.
It happens all the time.
You look away and then you look back and then you're like, are you still looking? And then it's like, oh crap, are we both looking? And then you're like, then you're talking yourself out of it and you're like, no, he's not looking at me. And then you look up and he's looking at you and you're like, fuck, we're in a look off. We're in a full look off. So anyhow, I'm avoiding eye contact at all costs. Cause I'm like, you know, we're here to eat lunch. So we go in, we're here to eat lunch with our children. So we file in and I can feel him like kind of looking, he's ahead of me in line. He's looking back in the line. I'm looking down. We get into the lunchroom. He's trying to see where I'm going to sit. It's a pursuit at this point. And so I'm trying to find Lincoln. I'm trying to avoid where he's sitting. He sits with his daughter, whoever. Well, he wasn't even really paying attention. He's sitting at a table that's literally across the lunchroom. Mm-hmm. I'm eating with Lincoln, but I'm sitting on the far side. So as I'm looking towards Link, I can see him
in the background.
And he's still
like the sun in an eclipse.
Yes. And so it's like, I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at my son, yes. But I can see you. He's rearing his head behind, yes. Looking because he's in front of me. So he has to look back.
So he's
still trying to catch the gaze. And I'm like, dude, like in my head, I'm like, I'm still talking myself out of it. I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Because like,
Not this brazen.
Because you're up there all the time.
What are you talking about?
You're up there all the time. Everybody knows our boys.
Everybody knows
because our boys are the only two curly heads in the whole school.
He knows.
And the other thing that I kept trying to process in my head was, is this the same dude that was at the gym? Because the boys used to play sports at the same gym that his kids did.
In the same basketball.
And so I was talking
myself. Rocky's first year playing basketball. We played against his son's team.
So I was talking myself out of the fact that it could be him. Yeah. Because there's no way that someone who saw us together, which this person did, could be this googly eyed. You know what I'm saying? So I get.
He really is acting like this is the first time he's ever seen you.
Yes.
That's the weird thing about it.
Yes. It was that kind of obnoxious. Yeah. So anyhow, the lunch is like, you got to scarf your food down. It's like 15 minutes.
It's very fast.
So you're in and out. We're getting up. I'm like trying to focus on Link, but I can see him trying to focus on where I'm maneuvering. I'm not making this shit up. So I'm sweating.
He's like a cornerback in football on defense. He's like trying to pick your path. He's trying to get an interception.
He's trying to box me in, man. And I don't want to be boxed. I'm like, have you seen me? Have you seen these bows?
He's trying to see the angle you're going to take.
You've not seen the pterodactyls, man.
Cut you off. Oh my God.
So Link's like, oh, mama, thank you so much for coming. Gives me the big hug. So I am walking so that I know that I can stay behind this guy.
Yeah.
So I'm walking along the side of they're like picnic table type of lunch room tables.
Okay.
So I'm walking this way. I start going, then I cut down the middle because I think he's going the opposite direction going out.
Yeah.
He turns,
skirt,
beelines around, turns around. I'm sweating. I have sweat going down my pits because I'm like, I'm still thinking in my head, there's no way this dude's coming to talk to me. He's beelining it towards my face at this point. He's coming straight for me. There's nowhere I can go. Yeah. I'm going straight for this guy. So then I look up because I'm like, I'm going to make eye contact now because you're being, I have to look at you.
Now I'm going to try to do my defense. That's your last line of defense.
Is to make eye contact. Look
at a motherfucker.
In my head, I'm like, I'm gonna say hello.
Yeah,
because this is a hot pursuit.
No, but I've seen you do this before, like in a Safeway or something like that, and you'll go, "Hello," like it's like you'll say it in a way that's not inviting. It's like more of like a "Yeah,
hi,
hey,
hey,
hi, yes,
hi, I see you,
hi.
Seeing me, like what's up?" Like it's basically like what's up.
I remember the first time we did that. We were in Rite Aid. It was the first time week of us being together.
Wow. This is part of the heckle portion of the episode.
I just remember it scared the shit out of me because it was like once again, I think it was like an old lady. I think she had a baby with her and she turned around and she was like staring at you. I think she was literally just like, oh, what a pretty girl.
And you were like, want none of it.
Hi. I was like, holy shit. I was like, Jesus Christ. This chick is crazy. She's about that action. question.
Yes, I was just like, what are you looking at, lady?
Hi. It was that exact way you said it. You was like, you said, hi.
Man, me and my late 20s, early 30s, I was out here, bro. Yo. Anyway, thank God I've calmed down a lot. So anyhow, he's walking towards me and I'm getting the nerve up to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know we're at the kid's school, but like, what the hell is going on here? He looks at me dead in my eyes and he goes, you are striking. And I'm talking about, he said it so loud that, and there's parents everywhere. The kids are going back to their classroom. There's parents everywhere. Oh, the mom goodness. Behind me starts dying laughing and he goes, respectfully. And then all the moms are dying laughing and then you can hear the echo of the moms going, respectfully. I don't even look back to see which moms heard or saw because I'm mortified. And then of course I'm like, thank you. I'm not a I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you so much, you know. But like also my thoughts are racing because I'm like, you know, I'm married.
Yeah.
And you know my husband.
Yeah.
And so then I don't also want to be disrespectful to, like, I don't know, there's like this fine line of like, I want to take your compliment because I'm not a jerk.
Yeah.
But also I'm married, so I don't want you to think that I'm like, oh, I'm leaving the door open. Do you know what I mean?
Of course, it's a delicate balance.
Like
it's a delicate dance. Yeah.
So then I cannot make this shit up. We go out, we go back around, you gotta sign out. Then you gotta sign in because now I'm first grade.
Yeah.
The dude has a first grade daughter. So we file back in. And at this point, my face is bright red. I'm still sweating. He's in front of me in line again.
He's thinking, he's like, I had to shoot my shot because she's gonna leave.
And then here I am. Here and then we are.
We're like right back in the lines.
We're like only a couple of parents in between us.
Oh my God.
And he's like really making his presence known with some of the other parents.
Yeah.
And we file back in and he convinces his daughter to sit at the same table as Rock and his group of friends. And the tables in the lunchroom are longer.
Yeah.
So it was like he was at one end, I was on the other. And I was doing everything in my power not to make eye contact. And it's like, I'm not being rude.
No.
I don't want you to think I'm being rude. But at the end of the day, I'm not being inviting. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not inviting you to go, I accept your compliment. And like, please continue to pursue me because I'm married. You know what I mean?
Let me just...
It's weird. It made me feel weird.
I would say to you the same thing that I would say to him if we ever had a conversation about this. Because, like, I've seen him, and we know the same people.
Yo, I just don't have his story, and I haven't seen Sean get, like, Sean's feathers were ruffled. I haven't seen you get ruffled in a minute.
Well, it just annoyed me in this regard, right? And yeah. I would tell him this to his face. He may listen to this, I don't know. But I would tell him this, like, hey, yo, my man, I just wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just not a thing that I would do if I were you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. I just wouldn't do that. Like, yeah. I am...
It's just a little bit disrespectful.
I picked the kids
up. Even though you're trying... Like, that's why I feel bad.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel bad saying that because it is such a sweet compliment.
No.
It's very nice. It made me feel good, but it made me feel bad at the same time.
No. Let me tell you where he f***ed up. And once again, I still would never do this. I'm lying. If one of my friend's wives, right, pulled up to the school and you could tell, oh, she's like going to a meeting or something, right? She's put together, right? She's in. Then it's one of those things where if I know the husband, right, and he's there even, it's might even like, okay,
yeah,
Tori,
you look good. But you do it immediately. You don't actively pursue and hunt somebody down.
Yeah. And I also wouldn't do it if I did not know the person.
Yeah.
I'm at the school.
Yeah.
I'm at the school more than you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm at the school, not like a lot more, but like, you know, I like going and sitting and waiting for the boys.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass to sit there for that long. And so I like doing it. And there's no scenario where I tell a mom that she's attractive that I don't know, I've never talked to before.
I understand that too.
Like, that's just stupid.
It's putting yourself out there
in a stupid way. I'm just like, bro, you don't know me.
Right.
You don't know her. But you know who I do know? The mother of your children.
Yeah.
I do know her. I see her all the time. Yeah. I don't know what their situation is. I don't know if they're, you know what I'm saying? And it doesn't really matter.
You've got to, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it doesn't matter.
He should have thought through
it. It was a young thing to do. It was a very young-minded thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just not.
I thought, hey, I'm going to shoot my shot.
It was a weird thing. And once again, even if it was with the nicest of intentions, it just doesn't matter because it's inappropriate. Yeah. And I find myself cracking up that I'm a friggin' fuddy-duddy. But it's a maturity thing.
I'll give you, in your 20s, you would have done it.
No, hold on. No, I wouldn't have. And let me, if I was single, I would do it tomorrow.
That's
if I'm single,
exactly.
I'm doing it tomorrow. I'm shooting my shot. Anybody can get it. I'm Drake. Pow, pow, pow.
Because that's what I'm saying.
Your wife can get it.
What if he is, though? Because we don't know his
exactly. I don't know his situation. So he could be.
But I'm losing. I'll lose my life over this.
But that.
I mean, do you blame him? Me and my tootie booty. Hey, he don't know about the tootie booty.
He don't know yet. He doesn't know what comes with it. You know what he also doesn't know about? Because he's not on Patreon. Because if he was on Patreon...
You don't know about the snail trail.
He would know how disgusting everything is. He would also know that if you sign up for Patreon,
yeah.
that you get... We have done the math.
Yeah.
It is now 10 cents an episode.
10 cents an episode.
It's 50 episodes over there. 10 cents an episode.
Shoot your shot.
You add
guys.
That up 50 times, you get $5.
Man.
You paid $5, you got 50 episodes.
Oh, wow. You're slipping into a little...
A little accent coming out there for some reason. I don't know what's going on there, buddy.
You took us to Fargo.
Nah, maybe it's a little north side of Chicago.
No, I think it's Fargo, you think Chicago. It's,
no. Fargo's a little more like a little folksier, a little more like, you know yes. what I'm talking about there, buddy?
Okay, you can slip in and out of the... They go back and forth.
But this is very close, though.
Very close. Anyway,
yeah.
Neither here nor there, guys. Yeah, so that's that.
So
that's
funny. Striking is the joke.
So Sean,
you want to make Shannon blush, call her striking in a DM.
Sean had me dying because like there's just a couple times in the last week he's just like, you are striking, and like the weirdest times, and it's funniest thing. It's like our inside joke now.
Well, I'll be like, it's because you're striking. That's why.
You were gonna talk about how somebody told me that I don't open my mouth when I talk.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
So I got a DM, and then. His chick said, I don't know if anyone's told you before, but you don't open your mouth.
I need that.
You don't open your mouth enough when you talk.
Can we give free Patreon memberships? Like, is there a link we could send? I want to send that person a free Patreon link because they are part of our tribe, whether they know it or not. Because that's funny.
It was the funniest shit because we talked about over on Patreon how you don't actually like, you think, oh, I want to know like what my enemies think of me.
Yeah,
no, you don't, because it's things you haven't even thought of.
No,
fuck you. I had never thought that someone thought I don't open my mouth, like that my lips don't move enough when I never thought about that.
It's actually ridiculous. I'm looking at you as you talk right now.
Are they moving?
Yeah. You actually have
Is it moving?
You actually have a gigantic mouth. Like your mouth is like for the average woman,
it's so
you've
big.
Got a wide face and you've got a jaw.
I've like, always thought that.
You've got a big mouth. It just is what it is. Have you ever, like, remember that maybe six times you've really screamed since I've met you.
Yeah.
And it is like the howling commando. It is.
It's treacherous.
When you scream.
Yeah.
It's prehistoric. Yeah, no, it is Jurassic in nature.
Yes.
It's like the T-Rex screams and then Shannon screams and the T-Rex goes, oh, Jesus Christ.
Let's talk about the audacity though.
It's ballsy.
It's so f-ing ballsy. And that's why we have to kind of give our hat. I mean, to the guy at the school, the audacity of people anymore. Typically it's not in person.
No, you got to respect that. I respect that.
Yeah.
100% I respect that, because I will say this.
I feel like it's been on her shoulders for a minute. She's been watching my stories going, what the f*** is wrong with this lady?
Why didn't she open your mouth? Right. Open your mouth!
And then she's like, "What? Hasn't anyone told her this before?" And I literally never have heard that before in my life.
But back to the situation with the brother, because I got
to
say this.
Oh, we're going back to the dude.
No, because I respect that. That part, 100 million percent I respect.
Yeah.
Because I am cut from that cloth of like, if I was single tomorrow, not that I think about this a lot because I don't, but if I was single tomorrow, I'm telling you right now, there is a 0% chance you're going to catch me on a dating app.
Mm.
I'm outside.
Yeah, just hollering at girls.
No, but not like a crazy person. Not super aggressive.
No, there's so many skanks in the grocery store. What are you talking about? You just got to go to the avocado section.
I'm walking around with a pineapple upside down.
Yo, but can we talk about if you were single... You know who's single?
Who?
The freaking Golden Bachelor.
Oh.
They're getting a divorce.
Oh.
I know.
No,
that
no.
actually is a little bit heartbreaking.
It's actually
we love them.
I wonder. I have to know if somebody cheated. I have to know this. I have to know this, and this is why. Because it's nasty. That's why. It's too much old people sex for one couple. You know what I'm saying? That's too much old sex. So
or
I don't
if
like
it wasn't enough sex. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
I
does
don't,
one not?
I don't. It's too much. It's too much. But I think that they're selfish. I don't know. Whoever made the choice to get divorced is selfish because people are vicariously living through you.
Ah. It was just like one of the happiest shows. It was so good.
They were the old people, Jada and Will.
Ooh.
They were the old people, Bobby and Whitney. We were living through you.
Yeah.
You were our kings and our queen. You are. We were hoping one day, God forbid something happened and
yes.
you're a widower, that one day you could,
find
somebody
love.
And you could find it again in your 70s.
Yes. And then when they got married, it was like, oh my God.
3 months and then divorced.
Why did
What? What?
This goes back to you wanting to like not have the extended engagement. Maybe they should have. Because
I wouldn't have thought they needed
it.
I would not have thought they needed it.
Well, yeah, at this age.
I also didn't like his choice.
Oh,
I also just didn't get it.
I didn't get it either.
I saw a better, you know when you watch and you see a better connection?
There were like two or three that were better that we thought.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, that's why I'm not good at it.
But I'll tell you this, maybe they're holding out for him. We'll see what happens because if
I wonder if he cheated with another one of the contestants.
Wow, you're making up stories. You want something to happen.
I think it's time for a break.
Haven't subscribed to our Patreon yet?
Come on!
Well, here's a taste of what you've been missing on the After Pod.
I'm gonna lock in on us taking turns.
Talking over each other.
Hello, I am the talker over.
I think it's something that women in general need to be better at. That and cooking, obviously.
Whoa.
That was a joke.
Can we back up to something really quick?
Yeah.
Because when you were talking about the gym girls reel and you were like, no, she was like really cute.
I was waiting for you.
Yo.
I was so surprised I slid that in.
You said that so emphatically. You were
she was
like
gorgeous.
It was so beautiful.
10 out of 10.
You just kept talking. I was like, this dude really doesn't think he's going to get punched in the face right now.
Sign up now at patreon.com/thekidsasleep.
And now it's time for everyone's favorite segment.
What?
Bother! I hope he lays the laughs underneath the actual intro so that people can see what kind of mood you're in right now.
That was just so funny, babe. Because it goes back to the enunciation thing. And you're just trying to do. You did this on the AfterPod too.
I was doing the mouth thing.
You're trying to say what I was saying. Like
I was actually trying to say what you said.
I know.
So it is a thing.
I don't mind when you do it. I actually think it's kind of cute.
I will say
what
RPM was supposed to be here, but he had a serious.
Okay, we were supposed to start. We went on a freaking tangent. I'm so sorry, you guys. But
we were
supposed to start the show by saying that RPM really wanted to be here tonight. And we love when he's here. We're going to do the segment Hot and Bothered. It's his favorite segment. It's all of our favorite segments. But
it's fine. He had a family situation.
He has a family situation. And so our heart goes out to everybody, you know, just like we're thinking of you guys. And, you know, we don't want to.
Let's not be dramatic. Everyone's going to be fine.
Well, we don't want to be dramatic, but we are thinking of you. And, you know, we want you to, whenever everything is all good, we want you back. Everybody always asks about RPM. So
of course they do.
We want you to be part. We like the third laughs, too. It's always fun when we're all in the room together.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You want to start us off? Because I've got some solid hot and bothers. You guys wrote us in some hot and bothers. We're going to kind of intermix if we can. But we'll probably, if you can believe this, we recently did this segment. But we are stocked back full of hot and bothers. And I'll kick us off. Are you ready?
Oh, wow. Jeez Louise. Wow.
Do you know what really concerns me about my mouth hole enunciations? I wanted to start off with that one because
let's keep it timely.
Parents who get out of their cars in the morning to drop their kids off at school. Now, I am not talking about children who potentially have special needs. Obviously, this is off the table. If you need to help your child out of the car, you know that I'm not talking about you. But I feel like I have to preface this by saying.
Because somebody will go, what are you trying to say?
If your child is well enough to open their own car door, these parents, and I will say, mostly it's the moms.
Yeah, well,
they get out. They stop their cars. They get out. They go
like
around.
Like a chauffeur.
Like you're taxiing your child to school. I'm stuck behind you. I'm trying to get in and out. They're 25 years old and you feel like you have to go around, open their car door, let Jimmy out, hug and kiss goodbye, put their backpack on them, shut their door for them, and then look at me and smile. You're going to lock eyes with me and smile? Well, I'm stuck behind you waiting and I'm trying to get home because I got my to-do list to do.
Oh, wow.
Sally.
I feel your pain. I feel your pain.
Oh, my God. Your child is going to be fine if they open up their own car door and go in. Like, you can wait a second to make sure that they get off into, you know, there's the vice principals out there. There's all the little flag girls.
They're all helping them into the school. But the thing that gets me at our school, I don't know, I think every school is probably like this, elementary school at least. There's a group of people that are constantly, their whole job is to remind the parents to keep it moving.
Keep the line going.
Keep it moving because you stop your car, right, for more than 20 seconds. And then the whole line that's backed up out into the street has to stop.
Yes.
So we got to keep this thing going. And I mean, yeah, I did see someone recently do something like that where it's like I was like, yo, what are you doing? Because it's one thing if you do it at the end.
Yeah.
Drive down to the end.
To the end.
And
no,
then get.
It's never at the
end.
It's
in the middle.
It's always in the middle.
So there's a geyser between her.
You're just stopping wherever you want to stop for your child's class. You've got to go to the end. And it's like you've talked about before, the parents who go to school pickup at the end of the day and they don't drive to the end of the pickup line, they stop like 50 yards back.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
Why are we not pulling up to the edge? Everybody that I talk to who does school pickup has a hot and bothered about it.
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
It's a problem. You know, and
what
this
can
is,
we be done? What can be done about it?
It goes back to
none of it runs effectively.
What we talked about on
Patreon. Officially. Officially.
It goes back to what we talked about on Patreon.
You're striking.
Well, we talked about the PTA meeting, which wasn't a PTA meeting, but we talked about it because my biggest problem with it was I was like, yo, if this was a classroom,
it's just
you guys would
well.
Be getting reprimanded.
Yes.
The adults are worse than the kids. Let me say that again for the people in the back.
Say it louder.
The adults are worse than the kids.
Yes, we're not setting the precedent. We're not setting the standard.
The adults don't respect the simple, put your hand up and wait till you're called on.
Right.
They're just out there screaming. So, of course, if you're going to scream in a friggin' room full of other adults that all got somewhere else to be. But you think what you have to say is so much more important that you'll jump the line, then of course you're going to make them wait in line in the pickup line.
Yes.
Of course you're going to stop at everything
for
whatever you
want.
Stop wherever you want to stop. You're going to get out. You're going to have a coffee.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Take
you're gonna
a sip of
you're gonna do your makeup, whatever it is that you're doing.
Yeah, do your mascara in the overhead.
Just right there. Yeah. Just do it right there. No, I get it. I
have all day to wait for you, Betty.
You know what really pees in my ditty?
Ooh.
You know really pees.
No,
my ditty.
You know what? That is pissing me off because it's my next one. Anyway, you're fine. Go on.
You know what really pees in my ditty? Stepping in dog shit. Stepping in dog shit.
Worst nightmare.
Stepped in dog shit a few weeks ago. I was on the phone with you, and I was wearing, for the second time, a pair of ice white Air Force Ones given to me as a birthday gift from a very good friend of mine.
It's always the white shoes,
the white on white on white. And I put them on for the second time. I said it was one of those random sunny days, like in March.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful day. I came out tight t-shirt, chain on.
Yeah.
You see me?
Oh, I know how you roll.
You know I'm walking around. I'm peacocking. Yes. That's what I call it, ladies. I call it peacocking.
Yes.
Yeah, you heard it. peacocking. That's what I'm doing.
You don't like
not P. Diddy-ing.
You don't like your wife getting compliments, but you're out here peacocking.
No. They look, but they don't touch. They can look, but they don't touch. I catch a glance, but that's fine. They can look. What's wrong? Get you some. Get you some. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're out here doing a service.
Mm-hmm. I'm giving them a little excitement. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of fuddy-duddies out here. We live in the burbs.
It's a lot of fuddy-duddies.
A lot of these girls are married to guys named Brett.
You're giving them some spice.
Luke.
I get you.
A lot of husbands named Luke. Connor. You know what I'm saying? Look at this guy over here. He's got the Ice White Air Force Ones all looking at me. Stepped in some shit. Look at this idiot. Dude, yeah. But the worst part about it mm-hmm. is when you don't even have to look down.
Mm-mm. You feel it through the shoe. Yes.
The shoe. I said,
There's a satiation there. It's a seep that you know that is different from grass.
It just, and I was like, what the? And the fucked up thing about it was that this shit was on concrete, mm-mm. Shannon. Concrete.
Not my name.
So it was on the sidewalk. So somebody let their dog, you want to talk about entitled parents? Mm. Someone let their dog shit on the sidewalk went about their day.
Yeah, they didn't do anything about it.
And then I came along.
Yeah.
And stepped in it.
It's not your fault for not looking where you're going. It's their fault for allowing their dog to. I feel like it's a double whammy.
It's a violation.
Yeah.
I was on the phone. Shannon, I told you I was on the phone.
If you call me Shannon one more time, I swear to
because
God.
I don't know what to do with it. When you're on the phone, I'm not on the phone looking for shit when I'm walking. I'm just on the phone with my phone to my ear.
Right.
And I was talking to you, and then all of a sudden, it was like, boom. I said, I stepped in some shit. I got to go right now. Do you know that I came home and cleaned those shoes for an hour?
Wow.
Because I was like, there's no way I'm throwing these out.
No.
There's no way. They're too brand new. I will not throw these out.
Yeah.
And so I haven't stepped in shit in years.
Yeah.
Years. You want to talk about hot and bothered?
Mm-hmm.
Sizzling and
steamy.
And perturbed. That's what I was.
That's what you were. I'm gonna reel us back. Do you know what Diddy's my LSW?
Oh, that's better than mine.
I thought so too.
Damn it.
I didn't want to take anything away from yours.
That was better.
When you order the same item in a different color and it fits entirely different, same size, same item.
Been there.
Different color.
Been there.
Different fit.
My gray sweats. And then I got a different shade of gray. Fit totally different.
Totally different. Something you order is a skin tight. You go, what?
Yeah. Wait, why is one of these loose and one of these
I had room in the other one.
Yeah.
This one is sandwiching my box to the point where I have a camel toe that I didn't have in the other one.
I'm going to be honest with you. You had it in the other one. It's fine. We don't got to talk about it. It's fine.
You always have a camel toe. It's a thing.
It's a thing you do.
Oh, you think you get no seam?
That's a thing.
The no seam's not helping you. You still got a camel.
Have you heard of Pumkash?
Yes, I have.
That was made for you. Yeah. That was made for you.
Yeah, do a little. That's why I invented the swipe rooney, you know?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. We're back to me. Okay. You know what really raids my Miami mansion? Yeah, you thought I was done with Diddy. I'm not.
You're on him, man.
I'm not.
You're not going to let that guy
When
lip.
People want you to ask them what's wrong.
Oh, that's such a good one. I hate that. Do you know what I call it?
What?
Because that's my hot and bothered. Babysitting people's emotions.
Yes.
Babysitting adults' feelings. I'm not going to do it. And then you know that they want you to.
You know why?
And then I'm not going to do it.
Guess what? Because they're hot and bothered. They're over there ruffling. They're ruffled. Their feathers are ruffled.
Right.
And they're just sitting there. Time,
they're like adjusting. It's all body language. Yeah. Yep. And you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to let you sit in your uncomfortability.
Let me say something right now.
Are you going to say what's wrong?
No.
What are you going to do?
But you know what I'll do? Is I'll just look like, you ever be in a line?
Look concerned?
No. You ever be in a line?
Yes.
And then the person right before you, all of a sudden, whatever they're doing is too much.
Of course.
It's too much.
Yes.
And I just look at them. Like, I'm not breaking. I'm just staring at this point. Like,
yeah.
Are you kidding me right now?
Right. Right.
Are you kidding me?
And they're
me
trying
right
to bring
now?
You into it.
They're just like, oh, can you believe this? And I'm just like,
no, I'm an innocent bystander.
No. I'm a professional, not asker of what's wrong. I'm a professional. I can see her from a mile away.
You put it on your resume.
And It says here that if I huff and puff around the office, you swear to God you won't
ask
me what's wrong, what the issue is. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, no, I will not.
I will not.
I will not do it.
Wow.
Wow. Well, yeah. You're hired. You got my job. You're hired, son. Yes. You're hired, son.
Because you know the boss don't give a shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like,
oh, well, my God.
I will not ask you how your day is going.
Did this happen to you? This is recently? Because I need the
actually,
story.
You know why? Because I actually rewrote this. This was a rewritten Hot and Bothered. Because you told me the other one was repetitive. You know who I'm talking about? PTA meeting lady. That was the mm-hmm. one who was doing all the fidgeting and huffing and puffing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it was,
yeah.
you know, I felt like she wanted attention.
Yes.
So that's what she was reminding me of.
Yes. It goes back to that. It's like the person does want attention. They want you to say, they want you to like acknowledge
yeah.
that they're either pissed or that there's something going on. But then when you don't, like you said, their mannerisms get even more loud.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, oh, the more you're doing now, the more I'm going to ignore you. I'm not going to give in.
Look at me. Look at me right now. If I don't have a taste for you as a person.
A taste.
You could be crying. You could be sobbing.
Him. Yeah. Oh, of course.
And I will look at you and ask you, hey, what, you got the time? What time is it? I was wondering when the kids are coming out. All right. No, you got. Okay. Thanks.
No, you know what?
Oh, no. Your phone's broken. Your phone just broke. Okay, cool. All right. Anyway. And just walk off.
I can imagine myself in this situation and I would prefer not to even talk to the person. I'll just walk away.
Yeah.
See myself out.
That is a Downey trait.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's so true.
Yeah, that's so rude.
That is one thing.
Because it's just like I'm just not doing it today.
No, like it's one thing that my brother-in-law used to do. He did it to other people, right? Mm-hmm. You ever watch somebody do some shit to somebody
in the rudest manner? And then, but he would do it to people.
No,
that,
no, no,
like,
no, no, no. But then he does it to you, and then you just go, okay. Like, yeah. he did it in a way, like, we'd be talking about something.
But it wouldn't be that you want him to acknowledge something. He literally would just not be listening when you were talking.
I honestly don't know. That's how gangster it was.
Yeah.
There'd be times where we'd be talking about, like, a movie or something. And I think at some certain point, he just decided, f*** what this dude's talking about. And he just turns back and walk off.
He would do that to so many people. Mid-conversation.
I couldn't even be mad because it was so funny.
He just didn't give a f*** about what anybody else had to say.
It was like, it was almost endearing.
So when he was done with the conversation, he was just done. He was just done.
No, when he was finished with anything.
Yeah, he's done.
He's done with it. He's done with you. He never wants to talk to you again. No. And it was just,
going back to not apologizing.
Yeah.
He ain't apologizing for shit.
Yeah, no.
I forget this is after pod.
It's legendary.
And RPM is going to have to come in.
No.
Crazy.
If they want to know the inside joke, if they want to know about the apology joke, they got to tune into the afterpod.
No, I know that, but I'm saying the last time RPM said he had to come in and beep 64 times on the main show.
Yeah.
We're on the main show.
Are we cursing?
Yes.
Oh.
We've probably no. there's probably
No.
You're not apologizing
That's
for
a
that.
Lie. That's a lie. That's a lie.
So we typically don't edit. We're cursing like crazy over on the afterpod. And so then we come over here and we're like, oh crap, we've got to mind our P's and Q's. And then we still
forget.
I know. Well,
I don't think I cursed this episode.
Well, here
though.
We go. I'm gonna have to beep another one. I can see it coming. Anyway, do you know what bubbles my guts?
Oh, good one.
When you start fully going to the bathroom, only to realize you don't have toilet paper or wipes. You've already let it go. You've already fully peed. You've already started in on your number two. You can't take it back. You can't take it back. Same thing with like getting into the shower or bath, and then you're fully engulfed. You've put the shower gel on, and then you don't have a towel. You're looking at me so nasty and so rude. You are. You know what you are? You are so nasty and you are so rude.
I will. You know why I'm looking at you like this? Because you are the cause of every moment like this in my life. Because I, in my mind, will go, I know I put the wipes up here yesterday. So I'm not checking for the wipes because I know I put them yesterday, and I will go sit down and I will diarrhea. And you won't be home. I'll be home by myself. And then I'll call you on the phone.
Yeah.
And I will be like, Shannon?
No, because the reason why, that's the third time
where
you said my name this episode, and it's really starting to wear on me. It's really starting to wear on me. But no, you know what happened this week? And I'm going to tell you guys something. Because Sean.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh. Yep. Okay. Yep.
Do you like it? Do you see how
I love when you say my name. I love when you say my name.
So he forgets things all the time, and then he acts like he didn't forget it. He acts like it, whatever is the story that he has in his head is what is. And it will piss me off so bad. So he calls to me that he doesn't have the wipes in the bathroom. He's going to the bathroom, what have you. You guys have just heard the story here. He's the one.
And I tossed you the wipes.
You had put them in the other bathroom, and then you had the audacity. No, I tossed them to you.
You're right. Oh. But this wasn't my hot and bothered.
Oh, you're writing me on air, but like right. In person, you weren't going to admit that.
I admit it all the time. What are you talking about? I'm the best at admitting when I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. That if anyone would say any one thing about me, they would go, that guy admits when he's wrong passionately.
They would go, that guy's not defensive.
That guy. No, I could be both. Both can be true. Both can be true. I could be defensive and also admit when I'm wrong.
Oh, my God.
And you know it. And you know it. Because I just did it right in your face.
I'm so annoyed by you right now.
You know what really calls my government name on a podcast and makes me upset?
You thought of that on the cuff. Yeah.
You know what does that? That was, you know what really,
that was on the fly.
You know what really does
great.
That?
That was great.
You know what really does that?
Tell me.
The fact that it takes so long to get food at the movie theater. I put my paper down and I'm putting my glasses on. And now I'm going to take my glasses off for effect. You like that? Taking my glasses off for effect.
I see you.
You have an entire business model that says the movie starts at 4:30. Okay? Mm-hmm. We all know that the movie really starts about 4:40, right?
Yeah, that's the commercials.
Right? So we know we got 10 minutes of commercials, right? So people arrive, right? Good people, hardworking Americans are going to be there between about 4:35 and 4:45. We know this.
Where are we going? You slipped into somewhere. You slipped into the deep south.
In the line behind four people for 20 minutes, and now I'm late for the movie that I showed up early for.
I don't like it.
I went with the boys to go see the King Kong versus Godzilla, and I'm standing in line. You know me. If you're not coming, what happens? I'm early. If you come, but when you're not there, babe, we left early.
When you come.
You know what I'm saying? But it's 15 minutes away. We left a half an hour early. We get there 15 minutes early, and somehow
we're late to the movie.
I literally had to go sit the kids down and go back and get in line because it was running up, and we had the best seats in the house. Yeah. And you know how it is when you pre-order them seats, right?
You're very particular.
No, I don't want to fight.
No, your movie.
I don't want to fight.
Your movie game is so.
I don't want to have to fight somebody
because
I always pick the best seats. I pre-order the tickets, and then every time
I'm like a regimen, you guys.
If I get in there 5 minutes after the movie starts, there's always somebody sitting there like it's a game. Mm. Like you thought. In a world where we pre-order seats, that nobody pre-ordered those seats. You thought you was gonna get some shitty seats on the side, and then you was gonna sit in the middle.
People do
on the first row because no one bought those seats.
Okay, here's another hot.
Guess what?
I'm gonna buddy up against that. When you order online, you can see which seats are taken.
Yes.
Okay. Let me tell you something. Why? Does someone, when they see that the best seats are taken, which is like the middle seats,
yes,
then book the seats right next to you?
You got to have a space seat.
Why
in
are
2024,
you sitting next?
In 2024, if I see a group of four,
you have to give me room.
You got to give them a space seat.
Why are we sitting next to each other? The seats are not full.
You're not sitting in a packed theater anymore.
I can't have my... I will rub elbows with my children and
not,
you.
Yeah.
I'm not rubbing elbows with another adult in the movie theater.
It's not happening.
I ain't doing it.
Dude, I'm going to be real. I went to a movie theater when me and Lincoln went to see Ant-Man. I shit you not. Big ass movie theater. Me and Lincoln got the middle seats. It was the dude and his wife. And they were both about as wide as me.
Mm-hmm.
And I see them walking. There's nobody else in the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me and Lincoln. And they must have ordered the seats right beside. And they sat down. The dude sat down next to me. And I swear to you, my body language. You want to talk about the body language of having.
You wanted him to ask you what was wrong?
Yeah.
He knew what was wrong.
Listen to me. He sat there for about 5 minutes.
No, those were the seats you ordered.
He sat there for about 5 minutes and then he looked to his left. He said, "Hey, babe, move down one." Because there's nobody there.
Of course, like,
there's nobody there. Bro, move down one.
Your shoulder's inside of his shoulder.
I'm like, because he just knew because I wasn't giving no. I'm like, my left arm is not moving now. Because I can't move. Because if I move it, then your arm's gonna be there.
You took ownership.
This is my armrest.
Of course,
I own this armrest. Me and this armrest go together.
Yeah, we got the first.
You know what I'm saying? Possession is 9/10 of the law.
He was courteous. He moved down one.
He did. No, he was a G about it, and I respected him. And as he moved, I said, "Hey, thank you, bro." That, just like that, because I didn't say nothing to him before because I was too busy going.
You were wanting attention. Yeah, you wanted him to cater your emotions, and look what he did.
He did it.
Oh, sweet.
He did.
Do you know what limps my d***?
Yeah.
When you start to pee and you forget that you ate asparagus.
Yo, this is a fact. It ruins your mood.
That'll f*** your nose hairs up,
because you think something's wrong, and then you remember these.
Have I eaten? Why is asparagus the thing that's? It's like I swear to God, it's the only thing that you eat that it like affects.
It's concerning.
How things, it's
no, because if you don't remember, you had
you
asparagus.
Need to go to the doctor.
Let's just say this. Let's just say you were up late, you got drunk, right, and in a blackened state.
You eat asparagus?
You ate a bunch of asparagus. The next day, when you wake up hungover, when you take that hangover pee, if
you're
you don't remember...
You're
calling the doctor. You're calling 911. You're calling an ambulance. She goes, "Yo, my piss smell. Like, I'm dying. Doctor, I'm dying."
It's the only thing that does that.
Okay, so I was watching BMF, and in the first scene, episode 2... they're all sitting down. There's a bunch of gangsters. They're having dinner, like one last dinner before they go to jail. And the one dude, he's like, "Yo, I got salmon. We got crabs. We got this. We got steak. We got asparagus." And then one dude goes, "Hey, man, I ain't eating no asparagus right now. I'm trying to get my dick sucked later." And I was dying.
Oh, my God.
I was dying because in my brain, I was like, you know what? That's the smartest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I never heard anything like that.
Because let me tell you something right now. If you eat asparagus, you better not think I'm going down there.
Well, of course.
Because that would be such a travesty.
I don't think I've ever thought about it.
I didn't until that, when I saw that a couple weeks ago, and I said, I will never put you through that.
Mm.
Like, if I ate asparagus, I don't want to know.
You're so courteous.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
You think ahead.
Right? That's why I eat pineapples on a nightly basis, just waiting for someone to find out.
I got one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Did you just do one?
Yeah.
You got another one?
I'm just prepared.
Okay.
So, you know what summates my emaciation?
Wow.
Was that good?
Wow.
I thought that was so good.
Wow.
Do you know what summates my emaciation?
Go ahead.
Okay. When the boys throw their pants in the laundry... and the underoos are stuck on the inside of the pants. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Shut up.
Amateur hour.
So you cannot just, you know how you throw your laundry in? You literally, it's like one big heave-ho. And now Sean has got me to the point where I'm separating the darks and the lights. So I do that at least. But I'm heave-hoing.
You're welcome.
When you go to do your children's laundry, you have to piece by piece it, because what kids do is they take their pants off. Imagine they take their pants off and their underwear off in one fell swoop upside down, right? You're going, you're stripping them down to the ground.
Yeah.
So then imagine that they're all stuck in one
Yes, the underwear is in the legs.
Inside the legs.
It's the most annoying.
It sucks. You have to go through each individual piece of the laundry. Each pair of pants. And you've got to pull the underwears off of the pants and then put it in so that it can actually be washed.
Yeah.
And their socks. They just, they take their socks off and they have no care in the world that they're bunched up. It's like, if those are going to get washed, you have to flutter them out. You got to shake a runsk. Your socks in order for them to get clean, or else when they go through the washer and the dryer. I don't know about you, but when I was younger, I didn't know about all these things. So then I'd wash and dry, your sock would come out and it would have like the little dirt lines in between because it'd be cuffed up.
Of course, babe. Yes, yes.
Oh my God. It's like you're living back through your kids. And even though we tell them, we're like, hey, take your pants off first, then take your underoos off. They, you know, with kids, underoos. Things go in one ear and out the other. You got one for me or what? Last one. We got to take stuff over to Patreon.
You know what turns me into a little sex worker?
Me?
A bona fide sex. Yeah, wow. That was a good one. Forgetting a gift or a card on the way to a party and showing up empty handed.
Don't get me started because this has to be. You're taking mine.
We did this. I wrote it down as it happened. That's how you do hot and bothered.
Oh my God, you guys.
We did hot and bothered is part of my life.
Birthday parties in a row.
In a row.
We purchased the gift and then we left it on the counter. And then I don't know about you guys out there, but when you grow up and you literally can't afford to go to a birthday party and bring a gift.
Yeah.
Because you don't. You don't have the money to even bring a gift to the party. You're just like, hey, my presence is going to have to be good enough.
Yeah.
That's how I grew up.
Yeah.
I literally always had to go empty-handed. I went empty-handed to people's houses all the time because we were lucky to be invited somewhere where they were going to feed us. Mm-hmm. As an adult...
Yo, you just made that shit sound like you guys were like...
We were like, come on, like, what are you talking about? Like, we got the boxes on the porch of food all the time. We didn't have the means. Are you kidding me? If you grow up in a household like that, you know that when you're an adult and if you actually have the funds,
yeah.
You're not going when I talk about anywhere empty-handed, I'm talking about to a friend's house, I'm bringing whatever. I'm bringing a bottle of wine. I take pride in bringing things.
And showing up and showing out in a proper respectful way. You get it.
Manner.
But it's not disrespectful to be poor, but I get what you're saying.
No, I get what you're saying.
It's just a matter of, you know,
I'm not scoffing at you.
That's not what you're saying.
No.
I know that's not what you're saying.
I'm just saying that now that we can,
make a point to do it.
Have to. It's in me to where it's like, I have this thing that if I'm there and I have not brought at least something, even then they say, hey, don't bring anything. Don't bring anything. I'm bringing something.
Bring a bottle of wine.
I'm bringing something.
Yeah.
I'm bringing something when you tell me not to.
Yeah, I'm leaving with something.
I'm leaving here with something. But
I'm leaving my house with something. Okay?
We went to my girl's birthday.
You're actually hot and bothered. You're flustered.
Devastated.
Yeah.
And then I can't, for like the first, this is how much it affects me. For like the first 15 or 20 minutes, I feel like I'm a piece of shit. I can't even believe I came empty handed because it affects me so because it like affects me so bad that I'm like, I wouldn't want somebody to think that I wouldn't bring the, it gives me PTSD.
You're so funny. So when we went to a kid's birthday party,
oh my God,
and you are so crazy. This lady, I'm not going to say Shannon. Okay. I'm going to say this.
It'll be the fourth time. I
get in trouble. This striking lady, we show up it's a 45 minute drive to this place. Okay. The party is 1 hour, guys.
1 hour.
1 hour.
Yeah.
45 minute drive, which means to go home and come back will take you more than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We get out the car. I say, who's got the card? Who's got the card? And all of a sudden it was, you know, it was, someone asked me what's wrong, right? So it was a whole thing, right? And then Shannon's doing a whole production. It was actually kind of ugly. I'm not going to lie. It was kind of disgusting. It was really gross. I was actually pretty upset.
No, I'll say my piece in a minute.
No, but it was fine. You were like, oh God, I got to do everything around here. It was so stupid. But the point is that then she goes, you know what? You know what? I'll just go home and get it right now. I'm just going to drive home. Yeah. And I was like, that doesn't even make any sense.
I know, I really
shut up.
I really did feel like, because it's a child's party, too.
That's the worst part. So you probably, you need to pull up on you-know-who and just drop it off on her.
Yeah. I got one last one.
Somebody wanted to.
Do you know what really trims my fit?
Oh, no.
When you get older and you eat one carb and you grow a fourth thigh overnight. And people were saying, no, it's fine. Enjoy.
No, have some pizza. Have some pizza. Have a good bite.
Stay up. Watch movies with your kids. Eat the buttery popcorn. Get the snacks. Go get the candy. Oh, no, go get the candy. Go get the bonbons. No, just enjoy. Just enjoy. No, you're fine. Just enjoy.
Yeah.
And you wake up the next day and you have a fifth arm. And you're like, where the f*** did this back fat come? You have 95 rolls on your back. You ate one pancake. How and why do you get to your 40s and you have one night of fun and you are miserable? You either have a bloated stomach for a week.
Yeah.
Or you literally have gained 10 pounds in one night of enjoyment.
Yeah, I will say this. As somebody who legit works out 6 to 7 days a week, that's me. If you guys didn't know who I was talking about right there. Okay. I'm not sure if you guys know.
Well, we saw you fidgeting.
But I was, you know... Somebody should probably ask me. Anyway, point being, I do know the feeling. I feel like I spend Monday through Saturday and I'm crushing it, right? And then like you wake up Sunday morning and you go like, yo, I'm cut. I am looking good. Guess what today is? Today is cheat day. Today is the day to relax and not think about. And then you know what happens?
The waffles and the chicken and the buttery pancakes and the syrup.
Do you know what I did Sunday night when you went to bed?
Tell me.
I ordered tacos from DoorDash.
And you're just telling me right now?
When I remember Monday when I woke up and I pooped like three times before I left the house?
Wait.
So we had the steak for dinner.
No, wait. Are you in? You literally ordered tacos and are just telling me right now?
As you were going to bed. I actually was concerned that they would make too much noise and that you were go, who did someone? Like you were like literally, I feel like you crossed paths with the delivery person. So when I closed the door and you went to bed, I went downstairs and I opened the door and I had tacos. And on that note, thank you guys.
For anyone who thinks that my mouth does not enunciate, it was so far open, I almost just broke my own jaw.
You could have caught a bird right there.
I can't believe you didn't invite me down for a taco. You want tacos that bad, you didn't invite me down for
a
taco?
You are glad. Listen to what you just said. My body can take it, okay? You were just talking about growing a fourth thigh, okay? Mm-hmm. So I saved you from that guilt and that shame that you would have put on yourself.
Wow.
So you went to bed. It was early, too. It was like, it wasn't even 9 o'clock.
No, I did go to bed early.
So it was like one of those things where I was like, I'm going to be up for a while.
Yeah, I would have gone to bed.
I need some cows.
I need some calories.
Or I'm going to pass out. I don't want to pass out.
Oh, yeah, because you're so skinny. You know what
I'm saying? I'm going to pass out. I'm like faint over here. Oh, so I got some tacos. And you know what? They were delicious. They were good. But you know what? It was too much meat because I had steak for dinner and then I had carne asada tacos and then I woke up with a full stomach. You ever wake up in the morning with a full stomach?
What are you talking about? Constant.
It's like my body just stopped digesting food.
Yeah.
And so I just woke up.
It's called being in your 40s,
man. I woke up with a full, I woke up and you never sit up and then all of a sudden you just hear, like the food is just now.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've been laying down. The food's just been laying there. It hasn't, because gravity can't take the food from the Ruta to the Tuta.
You got to take a smooth
move. You got to sit up straight.
Those little T's.
And all of a sudden, gravity comes. And on that note, that's what it said out of my butt.
Oh my God.
Thank you guys. We are going to continue this conversation, believe it or not.
Oh,
we
can't freaking wait.
We actually have more hot and bothered.
No, I have some write ins.
We have some write in hot and bothered. RPM will be here for the afterpod, hopefully. He has some hot and bothered. For the Patreon, this Patreon is going to be epic. It's going to be lit. We'll probably do a giveaway. I feel like we should give something away, maybe even if it's a punch in the face. I don't care what it is, but we're going to give something away.
Maybe best hot and bothered.
Yeah.
We had a ton of comments because our last Patreon episode was probably one of my, by far my favorites.
Yeah. No, it was amazing. It was the best. So I think that you guys come to Patreon. We will hang out. We'll do a giveaway. We'll do hot and bothered. And we'll see you next week.
When the kids are asleep. I can't.
You're still salty.
I cannot believe that you just told me that on air.
I was waiting because that's
just
the only
like
way to do it.
So openly about so much diarrhea. Do you think that people want to know if you want to catch up with us when the kids are awake, hit us up on Instagram at the Kids Are Sleep Pod.
And for the flyest merch in the game, make sure you hit us up at thekidsaresleeppod.com.
We love you.